Nerdchecks.com.
Why don't you join me and we'll take a step
in the canyons of your mind. I will wander through your brain.
Just as much as I want to know.
What are you guys doing in my car?
The foxtrot. You can have the next match. But throw him the fox.
This animal is sick.
Yes, it is a catchy little number.
Well, I think it has quite a great future in it. It's electric.
There was Evil Ways by Santana and A Hard Way to Go by Savoy Brown. This is Murray the K on WHFS Stereo. As we pick on Annabelle, Sugar Ree, Sugar Magnolia, and Dance, 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 and you'll hear it first by White Duck, and then Jerry Garcia, The Grateful Dead, and then Dave Edmonds.
out in a pouring rain. One last voice is calling you, and I guess it's time you go. Just one thing I ask of you, it's just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling Sugary. Shake it out, shake it, Sugary. Just don't tell them that you wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't
Dave Edmonds, Dance, 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 Sugar Magnolia by the Grateful Dead, Sugary, Jerry Garcia, and Annabelle by White Duck. On WHFS Stereo 102.3 in Bethesda, this is Marie the K, and we'll be with you until 8 o'clock, and the surf will roll in.
Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. The Catholic News says, harrowingly humanistic, magnificently moral, and chillingly Christian, the film never loses its balance on its tightrope walk to brilliance. And now the New York film critics have given A Clockwork Orange their award for Best Film of the Year and have named Stanley Kubrick as Best Director of the Year. Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange from Warner Brothers is rated X, under 17, not admitted.
Now in its third big week at the Cinema Theater, 5100 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Incidentally, the San Diego Police Department has ordered 40 pairs of Japanese fencing armor suits similar to those worn by samurai swordsmen to practice crowd control for the upcoming Republican National Convention. Lieutenant McQueeny told Earth News, which is a news service out on the West Coast, that the fencing suits, known as kendo suits in Japan, will be worn by officers as they undergo training. The officers will be spit upon, teased, and have tomatoes thrown at them, McQueeny said. And he also said that the suits, complete with armor covering for the head, will enable their officers to better cope with riotous conditions. 40 officers at a time would be teased by groups of mock demonstrators, the demonstrators being made up with long hair and dirty clothes to look like the real thing. The purpose of the riot training, said Lieutenant McQueenie, is to discover which policemen in the department might be unable to keep their cool during possible riot situations. The police department said the Japanese armored suits would not be used in real crowd control situations, explaining that the presence of suits of armor would probably stimulate violence on both sides. Well, it'd be nice. Banzai. On WHFS right now, let's get with some Jackson Brown, Van Morrison, The Beatles and the Byrds.
Warm and lovely mystery, fire smiling through. Before this moment fades away, I wanna know you. I got lightning in my pocket, thunder in my shoe. Have no fear, I got something here I wanna show you. Bring it to you. It's a low road, a high wire going to meet you. And in your eyes, the distance left is closing. I got a feeling in my oceans, blood underneath my skin, that into your bright fields this prison is opening. Bring it to you. Our shadows wake each day, though they don't know why. They hope and try, live and die. So leave them in their frozen world. Come and be my lover. If only for one stolen moment, we will live forever. Forever. Hey, warm and lovely mystery. Can you hear the choir? Voices can no longer hold my desire. Just abandon your sad history.
I wanna ruin you. Wanna get through to you.
softly, come to me quiet. Know what I'm after, I'm gonna try it. No storms on the way, now we'll be stranded for a week. Come over to the wind and look outside, take a peek. Just sit here, look at the fire, watch the flames leaping higher and higher. See on the stove, put in the pan, ain't going nowhere, and we don't have many plans.
Driving you or a pipe in you, drag you down or bring. Vietnam is tearing the country apart, the way it was torn apart in the war between the states. People against people, family against family, a generation gap that makes the goals and dreams and promises of the adult world ridiculous and hollow to the children, and the young people seem outrageous and extreme to the adults.
Stop it.
Let's talk about the economic consequences of the war, and let's talk about the inflation that it's probably caused, and let's talk about the prices we pay here for what's happening there.
Stop it. Right now. Tell your elected representative that you want all our armed forces withdrawn from Vietnam no later than December 31st, 1971. Stop the war. Now.
The Byrds, all I really want to do is baby be friends with you. I don't want to inspect you or reject you, do you in or meet your kin. You heard Under the Falling Sky to start the set with Jackson Browne. I want to rue you, Van Morrison, and I want to be your man by the Beatles. We'll be hearing some Hallelujah music for you. And we'll also be featuring some new albums out of the Columbian Epic Anthology, which I think should appeal. First, though, let's do G.F. Handel's Hallelujah Chorus, and then Hallelujah by Sweat Hog, and then Glory, Glory, Hallelujah by the Byrds.